today we have very good fortune of having His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhu. So he will be giving lecture of Srimad Bhagavatam on Canto 4, Chapter 6 and verse number 32. So Prabhuji, are you there on the call? Hare Krishna.
It's not there, I make a call him. Or somebody can call him.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for joining. Dandavat Pranam, all glory to Srila.
Dandavat Pranam, all glory to Srila Prabhupada.
Please take over, Prabhuji.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So, to all the Vaishnavas, we have assembled here in the morning Japa conference. So, we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, as has been announced, Canto 4, Chapter 6, text number 32, 33, 34, and 35. Four verses we'll talk. This is that Brahma and all the demigods are praying to Lord Shiva and they are going to Shivaloka. So we will talk about that. So please accept my obeisances. Vancha kalpaturubhyasya kripa sindhu bhevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So text number 32. So Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa Yojana Sato Tsedah Pado Na Vitapayatah Paryakratachala Chayo Nir Nidastapa Varjitah. Translation purport by His Divine Grace E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So that banyan tree was 800 miles high and its branches spread over 600 miles around. The tree cast a fine shade which permanently cooled the temperature. Yet there was no noise of birds. Purport. Generally in every tree there are birds' nests and the birds congregate in the evening and create noise. But it appears that this banyan tree was devoid of nests, and therefore it was calm, quiet and peaceful. There were no disturbances from noise or heat, and therefore this place was just suitable for meditation. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsya Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदनाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतुषे नमः. सो इन रेफरेंस ऑफ दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स दैट वी आर रीडिंग इज दैट ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स दे आर गोइंग to Lord Shiva's place, and there was a beautiful description of the Lord Kailash Hill and how there are varieties of birds, plants, herbs, animals and demigods. Now one may ask why they are going to Lord Shiva. So because this mishappening happened, that Sati gave up her body, the Veerbhadra that was created by Lord Shiva, he killed Daksha Prajapati and removed some teeth and other things, destroyed the whole yagya. So they say that so everybody was despondent. So Lord Brahma, he is just saying that you cannot be happy after offending a great personality like Lord Shiva. So we should go and pacify him. We should fall at his lotus feet and beg his pardon. And so nobody can know his glories and his ashutosh. He will be pleased very easily. So Brahma is taking all the demigods to Lord Shiva's abode in Kailash. So there are two different Kailash, and so one is in the material world, but also there is one the spiritual world where Sadashiv lives there eternally. Before we were reading about the description of the Kailash Hill, how nice it is and how the animals and herbs and plants and birds, so many varieties of rivers and all these things, then there is also Saugandhika forest. Nandan one, Alaknanda rivers are there. That is, they ultimately they create this Ganges river. So Alaknanda river, and so there the demigods also come and enjoy there. So it's beyond even demigods' place. In Swargaloka, it is even more better, this Shivaloka. So now how they see? So the darshan of Lord Shiva is it is seen by the demigods. They will describe. So. So now that there is a banyan tree, this banyan tree, as we read that it is 800 miles high and 600 miles around. That its circumference is 600 miles and height was 800 miles, which is quite a huge tree. And then there was a shade of this tree, and it is cooling them because of the shade. There was no sun rays. It was quite quiet there. There was no birds or etc. They were not there. Now, because some places it says here 100 yojans is 800 miles. 800 miles in kilometers would be about almost 1700 kilometers. And 75 yojanas, it's a shade. So 600 miles was the shade around, which cooled the temperature. The birds were not nice. Now, it's not that birds were thrown away or something, but they were performing meditation, and because of the effect of Lord Shiva, they would not come to disturb him. They would not dare to come to disturb Lord Shiva. He wanted to be aloof, so they would let him be aloof. So, next, this text 33 is Tasmin Mahayogamaye Mumukshu Sarane Suraha Dadrakshuhu Shivam Asinam Tyakta Marshamivantakam. The demigod saw Lord Shiva sitting under the tree, which was competent to give perfection to mystic yogis and deliver all people. As grave as time eternal, he appeared to have given up all anger. Purport. In this verse, the word Maha Yogamaya is very significant. Yoga means meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yoga means connection through service, through meditation. And Maha Yoga means those who engage in devotional service of Vishnu. Meditation means remembering, Smaranam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So you meditate means you think of that. So you are absorbed in thinking. For some time, for long, long period of time, for Lord Shiva, in thousands of years, he will sit and meditate on Sankarshan, his worshipable deity. So there are 9 different kinds of devotional service, of which Smaran is one process. So Smaran is also important. Shravanam, Kirtanam, so you listen, you chant, and then you remember. So if you hear about, then naturally you will be able to remember. So first thing about remembering something, that when we pay our attention, dhyayate vishayan punsha. sangasteshu pajayate. Then you develop desire to be with them. Sangat sanjayate kama. Then you desire, then desires come. So when there is a closeness, you will desire to have them. So that happens in the material world also, but that is abominable. But if the same thing or thinking is about Krishna, his naam, roop, gun, leela, entourage, paraphernalia, his place, like his dham, if we think of that, that is smaranam. So smaranam is one process. The yogi remembers the form of Vishnu within his heart. Dhyana avasthit tad gatin manasa pashyantiyam yogina. So, when in the dhyana, meditation, they think, they see the form of the Lord inside. Thus, there were many devotees engaged in meditation on Lord Vishnu under the big banyan tree. So, Shiva was not alone. There are many other devotees who were meditating. Even Kuver would live very nearby. So, near Mount Kailash is place of Kuver. And even the four Kumaras would also come there. And they will also be meditating there with Lada Shiva. So in this way, means devotion is not alone. You cannot just give away everything. And just so there are has to be other devotees around. That is what is it is when we do Sankirtan, we are listening together. So that is more significant. Because in meditation, if you are alone, your mind goes somewhere else in something material that you have enjoyed in the past life. And then you may fall down from that meditation. Just like Vishwamitra was meditating for 60,000 years and just the tinkling bell of Menaka bewildered him. And then he married her and had child Sakuntala, and in this way one may be disturbed. So there should always be devotee association. That is much more better, at least particularly for this age. We can't meditate alone. So the Sanskrit word Maha is derived from the fix Mahat. Mat means the greatest. This suffix is used when there is great number of quantity. So Maha Yoga indicates that there are many great yogis and devotees meditating on the form of Lord Vishnu. Generally, such meditators are desirous of liberation from material bondage and they are promoted to the spiritual world. So liberation from the material world, because they are suffering the threefold material miseries. Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik are birth, death, old age and disease. So one wants to go out of this material world, to be free. But then free, then what to do? So you have to meditate on the form of Krishna, but rather than meditation, also better is service. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bought devotional service. Not just think of that. Like if some boy is meditating on a girl friend, naturally he has to do some service. You cannot just think the form, but the better than that, just thinking of one another, but thinking is to serve. So because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we should serve the Supreme Whole. That is the duty of the part. But not only that, it pleases your soul, because soul is in connection with the super soul from which we are the part. So unless we serve soul, the soul as a soul cannot be happy. This happiness in the material world is happiness of the senses, mind, intelligence, ego. So that is the happiness of the material world. But they are not only temporary, but it cannot please our soul. We are the spirit soul. So pleasing the soul is most important. Like say, somebody may be in mood of goodness and he is very happy, he is very complacent. He is thinking that, yes, I am a nice doctor, I am serving the country, I am seeing my patients, helping them elevate their, to relieve their problems. I also do some charity work, I do go to the temple, give some help, give some feast, distribute. So then so many ways he may think, but that is all material modes and mode of goodness. And that also binds one to the material nature. We have to elevate. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nestraigunya Bhavarjuna. We have to become free of these three modes. Not just remain in mode of goodness. We have to go to the transcendental Shuddha Sattva. Like Vidya Vinay Sampanne, Brahmane, Gavi Hastini, Suni Chayva Sopakecha, Pandita Samadarshina. Pandit is Samadarshi. He sees, so that is Vidya Vinay means he is very, very humble and he sees everybody equally, whether it is a dog eater or cow, elephant, or whoever it may be, he sees equally. In many places that we have to think. So Brahma Bhuta stage in the beginning, that is the beginning of the spiritual life, that you are, why is the beginning? Because then when you have this humbleness and you see everybody equally that they are also part and parcel of Krishna, then only they could be happy. Just like in there is a prana sochati, they do not think of, or kankshati, they have no desire. Sochati means we lament for something which has got lost, we have. And kankshati, they don't desire for anything new, because they are completely free from all this sochati and kankshati, lamenting and hankering. Why they are free? Because they know that they are not the mortal body. Whatever Krishna is doing, it is for his good. They depend fully on Krishna. Then only their devotion can start. Sama sarveshu bhutesu, they are equal to everybody, and sab bhaktim labhate param, that they could develop the highest bhakti. Then only their bhakti is start. So Brahma Bhuta stage means realizing that we are the spirit soul. Athato Brahma Gijyasa. Now we have human life, let it start inquiring about the Brahman, or who is the supreme. Aham Brahmasmi, that it does not mean Aham Param Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi means I am part and parcel of the Brahma. So I am also Brahma, but I am not Param Brahma. So one should not mistake Brahmasmi and Param Brahma, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. We are not that. It is Krishna. And Krishna is completely separate. So here they talk about liberation or mukti does not mean to merge in the Brahma Jyoti. It is meaning that we are liberated from this material entanglement and rise above the Sattugun and can go back home, back to God in our service. That is the real liberation. Means we are established in our real relationship with Krishna, and our relationship that we are all children of Krishna, and we should go and serve our Supreme Father, Lord Krishna. So here the Mahat Tattva is given, that Mahat means great number or quantity also. So liberation means freedom from material bondage or nascence. In the material world, we are suffering life after life because of our bodily identification. And liberation is freedom from that miserable condition of life. But real liberation is devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So I will read two more verses. Text number 34. Sanandanadyair mahasiddhai shantai sanshanta vigraham upashyamanam sakhya cha bharta guyak rakshasam. Lord Shiva said there, surrounded by saintly persons like Kuvera. Kuvera is the king of the Yakshas, and he is the treasurer. Treasurer means all this wealth, and we will talk about little bit about Kuvera later on. Kuvera, the master of the Guhyaks and the four Kumaras, who were already liberated souls. Lord Shiva was grave and saintly. So all these saintly persons were there under that shade of the banyan tree, and meditating on Krishna, thinking of Krishna. Or if they will talk about Krishna. So the personalities sitting with Lord Shiva are significant because the four Kumaras were liberated from birth. It may be remembered that after their birth, these Kumaras were requested by their father to get married and beget children in order to increase the population of the newly created universe. But they refused. And at that time, Lord Brahma was angry. In that angry mood, Rudra or Lord Shiva was born. Thus, they were intimately related. Kuvera, the treasurer of the demigods, is fabulously rich. Thus, Lord Shiva's associates with the Kumaras and Kuveras indicated he has all transcendental and material opulences. Say transcendental opulences with all the four Kumaras, because they are all yogis, dhyanis. They will meditate with Lord Shiva, but also think of the Lord, and they wanted one day to see the Lord Vishnu or Narayan's abode, Vaikuntha Loka. That's where they were stopped by Jain Vijay. So that he will hear later on. And then the story of Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and different incarnation, Vara incarnation, Lord Narasimhadev, that comes. And so they were all meditating. So this is about the description how devotees live, what they think, what they do, about all the activities of the devotees of the Lord are given in these verses. And then Kuvera is fabulously rich, and Kumaras were just meditating. They were just remaining almost naked, had not even clothing. So much contrast. But Lord Shiva was equal to them. It's not that, they are just poor, why they should be sitting here? I should associate with the rich people, aristocracy. That was never the thought. They see that they are all elevated souls, so they see on the spiritual level. And that's why a person who is full with vidya or knowledge, the real knowledge that I am part of Krishna, I am his servant, I must serve the Supreme Lord. That is the real knowledge. All other material knowledge is temporary, it does not give happiness, because your desires go on and on and on. You want more, more, more. And this, all the material things can never satisfy even an iota to the super, to the soul. It is very temporary, flickering. Minute you have it, you want more. So you are not satisfied. And I still in anxiety. And how to protect that? But whatever you have, you need its protection. And more desires are coming. More protection is there. So that goes on, and one is never satisfied, never in peace, and always in anxiety. Whatever position in the material world he has. But a devotee, that Krishna will protect me, like Prahlad Maharaj, never bothered with so much. His father was trying to kill him. He never got disturbed. Dhruva Maharaj, so many like problems they came, but he was not disturbed. He was in meditation, thinking of the Lord all the time. So within 6 months, because of this, he could see the Lord face to face. So that is the position. So Kuvera and this four Kumaras. So little bit about Kuvera. Who was this Kuvera, and what is his relation with, and why he was meditating there? And I will talk a little bit on that. So Kuvera, like how Lord Vishnu, he gave Mahapram, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Lord Brahma came on the navel. From Brahma, there was Pulatsya Rishi. Pulatsya Rishi was Brahmins from Pulatsya Rishi, and then he had a son by name Vishrava. Vishrava is also Vishrava, so Pulatsya was also a Prajapati. And he married to Havirbhu, that was which was the daughter of Tranabindu. And he had, and Vishrava was his son. Born to them. So Vishrava married Devvarnini, and there was Devvarnini was daughter of Bharadwaj. So then he married another woman. So there were two wives. So from one wife, this Vishrava got this Kuver, and from other wife, there were three sons. So Vishrava's three sons, that is, the Ravan was also there. Ravan, Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishan were the son of Vishrava. Vishrava was a kind of, like you may say, a demigod or son of Pulatsya Rishi. Pulatsya Rishi is a son of Brahma, but somehow due to wrong association, or so these three, not only two, Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they become demons, and Vibhishan became a devotee of the Lord, and he surrendered to Lord Ram. And so Kuvera was his brother, son of Vishrava also. But he somehow, he fought seeing so much glory of Kuvera, and he had initially this Lanka was belonged to Kuvera. So so during Krita Yuga, means Krita Yuga, he went to the Varun, this Kuvera, and then he performed a lot of yajna. Then he told him that in the future, I will give some place in the ocean. So that was pointing to the, so that was belonged to Varun first, and then it was went to Kuvera. But somehow this, so Kuvera was in Lanka, performed penances for 10,000 years in water, and so then he fought Ravan when he worshipped Lord Shiva with his all the 10 heads. Then he got immense power, and in that power he won, and he also took his Pushpak Viman also that he had. So that was, this Lanka is built by the Maya Danav on the top of the mountain Trikut. Trikut is a part of like, it was covered by Mount Sumeru, which is made of solid gold, upside down. It's like a cone, upside down, and around that is all the universes are floating, all the universes, and this this mountain is in the umbilical cord. And it's so huge, one cannot imagine that how it is possible. But it is by Lord's mercy. Everything is possible, we may not understand it. It's inconceivable by our material brains. So Kuvera took his abode in Lanka, but then this Lanka was... So why that when they are hunger, and then they took something abnormally that they ate anything, whatever was there in meditation. So they became Rakshasas. And Yakshas are a kind of demigods. So he, Kuver is the king of Yakshas. One time there is one of the Yaksha, he killed Dhruva Maharaj's brother, Uttam. And because he killed Dhruva Maharaj, although he saw the Lord face to face, but he became very angry seeing his brother being killed unnecessarily. So he went out to attack on the Kuver's Rajdhani. Yakshas, they came and they fought, and then he was about to really devour all the Yakshas. But then Dhruva's father Uttanapada, but his father is Swayambhu Manu, and Swayambhu Manu is son of Brahma. So Swayambhu Manu came and he stopped Dhruva, that beta, don't fight, this is in the destiny that your brother Uttama has died, so give up all this your animosity and anger on these Yakshas unnecessary, because Kuver also came to fight and he also requested, but he has so much opulence that all the wealth of all the demigods but all higher planetary system is with this Kuver, it is in his protection. And so anyway, so Lord Shiva did not mind that, oh, he's a rich man, so I should associate with him. So that's what has been given. And these four Kumaras were also sons of Brahma. They were from Manas, from the mind he produced. So initial first children were these four Kumaras. And then Brahma requested. So it's not that Kumaras did not live before Brahma. Then they came just to do, come in the mud, to preach and to do the Leela, they were sent here as son of Brahma. So it's not that Shiva was born from Lord Brahma's anger, but Shiva is also there, he is transcendently situated in the spiritual kingdom. Same thing, these Kumaras are transcendental personalities, associates of the Lord. But to perform the Leela, that's why when they came to the gates, seven gates, and Jain Vijay stopped. But that was Leela, Krishna wanted to, or Narayan wanted to fight with he had a fighting spirit also. So he wanted to send whom he could fight only through his, to his devotees. Lord never acts through non-devotees, or he does not come, even Maya does not come. She is always behind the Supreme Lord. She is always on the back side. She does not come in front of the Supreme Lord, because she do so many activities for his children to test them, that is Krishna has given her the task, but she feels ashamed of coming in front of Krishna, because she is keeping them, his children, shackled in the material world. Now why she shackles? Because she wants to give the test that whether they are serious enough to go to the spiritual kingdom, and so she tests by the order of the Lord. So she is acting away under the order of the Lord. So these four sons, they refuse the Brahma, that we cannot produce progeny, we don't want all that business, we will get entangled, let us just meditate and go to Krishna. So one should understand this meditation that is favorable in the Satyuga, Dhyana. Dhyana, elaborate sacrifices, elaborate temple worships. But for this Kaliyuga, Kali Tat Hari Kirtanat, that we should think of the Lord and chant his holy names and alone or in congregation and hear his name form, entourage, his glory, say, Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. That we should talk about that, his dham, his devotees, and that is where it is full, in Bhagavatam is full of that. So because Kumaras they refuse, Brahma become very angry that now I produce children for them to help me in filling the progeny. It is in the beginning of Satyuga. When Brahma was born, at that time, this is the time long ago, Brahma's initial years. So he became angry and from his eyebrows Lord Shiva came. So they are Lord Shiva is younger to this four Kumaras. So they were all sitting there. So that's what, and he had all, and now you may say why the ghost and others were also, they were there. They used to come to take shelter of him. Yes, sometimes they are also there. So we can talk on that part, but let me read this text number 34. Vidyatapoyo. Poyogapathamastitam tamadhishwaram charantam vishwasuradam vasalyaloka mangalam. The demigods are Lord Shiva, situated in his perfection as the master of the senses, knowledge, fruitive activities, and the path of achieving perfection. So Shiva was, he is the master of all the senses, means he controlled all his senses. And then Gyan also, he was in knowledge, full knowledge, Vidya Vinay Sampanne, fruitive activities, that any activity, so it's not that it is not for his sense of gratification. Activities we do was for Krishna, path of achieving perfection. So he was the friend of the entire world. And by virtue of the full affection for everyone, he was very auspicious. Auspicious Shiva means auspicious. So Lord Shiva, people sometimes Shiva, Shiva. But they are most inauspicious, but they just call out to Shiva just on name only. Auspicious means by seeing them, by touching them, one becomes a devotee of the Lord. But those in the Shaivites, that is not there. Lord Shiva is full of wisdom and tapasya, austerity. One who knows the modes of work is understood to be situated on the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead unless one has achieved full perfectional knowledge in the ways and means of performing devotional service. Unless you know Krishna, his glories, his most important part, that he is Bhakta Vatsala, how he is kind to his devotees, one cannot engage in devotional service. So we have to hear and also chant his holy name. And by Krishna, he will give us the wisdom that we can understand him. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. That one would go, if we by all our activity, satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purokam. So if we bhajan means seva also, bhaj means chanting also is bhajan, and seva also, then naturally he will give us the intelligence to come to him. So Lord Shiva is described here as Adhishwara, Adhishwara. Ishwara means controller, and Adhishwara means particularly controller of the senses. Generally, our materially contaminated senses are apt to engage in sense gratificatory activity. Because we are in the material world from time immemorial, so senses are used to enjoy the objects of the senses. That is what you... So sometimes even a param yogi or pure devotee may fall prey to the sensory modes. It is possible, but he should be accepted still as a devotee, and he will become free from all this attachment very soon. Very soon it depends on, because in eternity, 1,000, 2,000 or 10,000 or million years is not much. It is just like a flash. So we should not think that how he just got disturbed by a little thing, how we fall prey to Maya. But not he fall prey is because of the previous his association with that particular mode. So when a person is elevated by wisdom and austerity, the senses then become purified and they become engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is the emblem of such perfection. And therefore, in the scripture it is said, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Lord Shiva is Vaishnava. Lord Shiva, by his actions within this material world, teaches all conditioned soul how to engage in devotional service 24 hours a day. So that is important part that we could learn, that how even living in the material world, this all we are Baddha Jivas, but even how the Baddha Jivas can also go to Krishna's abode. We may say, I am bound up, what activity I can do, but at least you could think of Krishna. He will free us from these material modes gradually. It's not that we are bound by rope, just like a description that you are bound and then you cannot move. You could still use your tongue, your chant, your mind, your intelligence. So even if we are bound, but we are free to act, there is certain limit. So we could talk on that particular part, that how we could serve Krishna even while we are bound. So he is described here as Loka Mangala, good fortune personified for all conditioned soul. For everybody, he helps them. So these verses that we read, four verses that we read, the banyan tree, how big it was. Lord Shiva was sitting in this banyan tree very peacefully, very grave. Just the eternal time is grave, because eternal time does not change, make changes. But here in the material world, time, I am the destroyer of the whole world. So the time destroys everything. So he has given up his anger, and now you may say, why he got angry? When Sati was killed, he got angry and he produced, out of anger, he pulled his hair and produced Veerbhadra, who killed all this. One may ask, why did he? Just to show to the public that, see, like there was a snake that was given initiation by Narad Muni. And Narad Muni teach that he just chant and don't show your anger or don't bite anybody. So what happened? The people were throwing stones at the at the snake, and people would tease him and go and put photo in him, and so he was very disturbed. He could not even meditate. So he went to the Lord and asked that you give me this boon, or ask me not to be angry or not to bite, but what can I do? So Lord said that you show your fangs, that you just put your hood up and people would be afraid and won't come near you. So he started doing that. So Lord Shiva, when the people disturbed him, then naturally he has to show his anger also. So anger could be used in Krishna's service. Anything, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, madha, matsari, anything is there that could be used in service of the Lord. Same thing like that. So anger mode is not prohibited for devotees. And how Lord Shiva became angry, naturally a pure devotee, Sati, was killed. And so naturally he had to show, so people don't think that what he could do, and unnecessarily people trouble the devotees from their sadhana or from their bhakti. So that's not prohibited in devotional service. So also, so Lord Shiva's association with Kumaras and Kuber, that he has all the transcendental and material opulences. Materially through Kuber, if he asks Kuber, he will give anything. Because Kuber was a devotee of Lord Shiva. And Kumaras, was transcendentally situated. So it's in both ways. Lord Shiva was situated in perfection of Vidya Vinayatam. So he was very humble. Tapa and yoga, devotional service. Yoga, any time we read in our scripture, that is not this postures, just to have your health, maintain your health or make your health nice so you could enjoy your senses more. That is not the purpose of yoga. Yoga means to unite with Krishna in devotional service. And then he is the master of the senses, Adishwaram, and the friend of the universe, Vishwashruhadam, because he helps everybody to elevate. Vishwashruha, that's a very important part. He was performing austerities to benefit the world out of his affection for all jivas. Vatsalya lokamangalam. Vatsalya, so Lord Krishna's main glory, that he is very, very bhakta vatsal. He is very compassionate. He accompanies the jiva soul throughout the world, at some time, throughout the universe, wherever the jiva soul goes, the Lord goes with him as the Paramatma. So now they all reach to Lord Shiva's abode, all the demigods. And so so Daksha's insulting words against Lord Shiva were enough to have him thrown perpetually into hellish life. When he did like a devotee is blaspheming a devotee. So Shiva, being kind towards him, awarded him punishment to neutralize his offenses. He killed him, otherwise he will commit more offenses. So killing is nice for the devotee, because otherwise he will be in perpetual in the hellish planets and suffer. But that way he could be established back again his position. Then he could beg forgiveness from the Lord, and then matter is over. Otherwise it goes on for life after life. Same thing is with us, that one thing without punishment, the jiva soul will think everything is good, why I should serve Krishna. But when there is some suffering, they want to serve Krishna. And punishment is also to reduce their karma that they have accumulated for a lifetime. But that karma is finished just by killing him. Otherwise karma will drag him for a long, long time. So that's why. So Daksha realized this, and feeling obliged by Lord Shiva's magnanimous behavior, so he wanted to show his gratitude to the Lord. So he was saying that I am going down to hell because of my disobedience to you, but you took compassion upon me and saved me by awarding punishment. So that punishment is an award. Narad Muni cursed, it seemed like a punishment that you become trees, but that was an award that they could see the Lord's activity, this Nalakuver and Manigreve, these two Ashwini Kumars. They could see the Lord's activity, and Lord liberated them. Lord was playing in the courtyard where these two trees were there. So Daksha, with the permission of Lord Brahma, again began the yagya later on when he was pardoned and got the head of a goat. So a father sometimes punishes his child, and when the child is grown up, he comes to the senses, he understands that the father's punishment was not actually punishment, but it was his mercy. So in this way, Lord Shiva got his punishment, better they came. So I told that we will talk about how this Lokamangalam, and that Krishna is very auspicious, and Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu, and how that he was remembering Krishna all the time. So remembering, you could only remember when you are absorbed in hearing and chanting. If you are sufficiently stimulated by philosophy and by purified by the chanting of the holy name, we will naturally think of Krishna at every step of our life. Krishna consciousness is in many ways the art of aiding Krishna to every aspect of our existence. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. That is the blessing to everybody. So all the rules and regulation of the scripture are but subservient to this one, that if by certain rule or regulation we can't remember. Like sometime if somebody is an old man performing Ekadashi and then he has to sleep for Nirjala Ekadashi all day, better that he take some Ekadashi Prasad and then properly chant. Same thing for children below 5 years old or old people like 80 years, 90 years, they cannot do the proper absorb like Nirjala Ekadashi, or somebody is diabetic or suffering from disease and then they have to take some water or milk or something. They could take, but always remember Krishna, never forget him. That is all, that is the means topmost, like that is the so they, all the rules and regulations, they depend on this thing. So how we could see Krishna everywhere and everything, that is what Lord Shiva was saying, how a common man learns to see and remember Krishna. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, 10.17 also, he just says, and Krishna saw that an ordinary example, he showed 87 examples by the opulence of the Lord. You see the sun, that is eye of the Lord. You see the moon, another eye of the Lord. So you could see in the water, I am the taste of water. In everything material, that is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. So, because Krishna is covered by the Yoga Maya Samavartam, so surrendered souls only can see, but although Arjuna asks for the common man's benefit, that how, so materialists cannot understand Krishna spiritually, so they are advised to concentrate the mind on the physical things and try to see Krishna is manifested by physical representation. So, everything is... So sometimes people see that if everything is God, then I could worship everything. No, Krishna is aloof also. That is his energy. Energy and energetic are separate anyway. It's not that energy and energetic is the same. So he created all this. You could see Krishna through that energy, but also Krishna has a separate personality, and we should serve the Krishna's personality either in the initial stages as the Vigraha, and then later on we could be part of Krishna's Leela in the material world or in the spiritual kingdom. So he is the essence of, not only he is the cause of everything, but he is the essence of everything. Nothing can happen without Krishna. So Krishna is the essence in everything, and one can understand that everything is conducted by Krishna's grace only. Without fire we cannot run factories, we cannot cook. So without fire of digestion in the stomach, we cannot digest. So he is essence in everything, and he completes that. Krishna is the intelligence of the intelligent, Krishna is the progress of the powerful man, and Krishna is the strength of the strong. Balam balavatam chaham. So a devotee, the Supreme Lord is represented throughout the entire material universe by his entering into all things as the super soul also. So in this way one can remember. So Bhagavad Gita's essence, the pure devotees concentrated mind on the form of Krishna. And Valdev Vidyabhushan is also his disciple from Krishna in his disciplic succession. So from Lord Krishna, potency, energy, even the powerful sun gets its power, and by Krishna's partial expansion the whole world is maintained. So Lord Krishna is worshipable. So manamana, always think of Krishna, become my devotee, mad bhakto, madhyajima, worship me, and mam namaskuru, offer obeisances to me. So this is the end of all the Bhagavad Gita teaching. Sarva guhya tamam bhuya shunume paramam vajya istosi me dhradamiti tato vakshami tehitam. You are my very dear devotee. I am speaking to you my supreme instruction, the most confidential knowledge of all. And hear this from me, and it is for your benefit. So after telling this, then he gives this verse, manmana bhava mad bhaktu and sarvadharman parityajya. And he always wants ananya bhakti, mam ekam, only to Krishna, shranam vraja. and then do not worry about anything what you do, what you have done in the past. Means anybody of whatever is teacher they may be, papi tapi jita chelo, one whoever takes shelter, they could take to Krishna consciousness. There is no obstruction. Not that I am a papi, how I could chant, or when Krishna wants, then only I will be able to surrender to him. That is not the case. One can surrender in any stage of life. There is nobody who is stopping or blocking your surrender to the Krishna. So this merging Krishna, in the merging in the Krishna, that is the most heinous kind of liberation, Sayujya Mukti. Just like, see, we are looking for bliss, happiness, ananda. But when ananda or bliss, so there has to be one who has experienced the bliss. And so bliss is there, but if the bliss is, so like say Radharani and Krishna. Radharani is serving Krishna and Radharani was feeling more blissful. So Krishna could not even enjoy in that form. He wanted to come as a devotee. So same thing we have to be, so devotional service and the bliss, these two things are separate. By engaging in devotional service, the side result would be you will obtain bliss. Not that you have to look for bliss and then engage in devotional service. It is automatic. So anyway, there has to be a servitor and be served. So if the anand or bliss is merges in the bliss, we want a bliss and we merge in the bliss, then who is there to enjoy? So enjoyment, less like sugar. Sugar, candy itself cannot enjoy. There has to be somebody who tests it and then he can enjoy it. But sugar candy is sweet, but he cannot relish the sweetness. Krishna cannot relish his madhurya, his sweetness. Krishna is full of sweetness, madhurya, raso vaisa. But ras can be enjoyed by a person who serves. So Radharani serves him the most and she enjoys it the most. And Krishna, seeing her so happy, wants to come as Srimati Radharani to enjoy his own bliss of devotional service. So in the last almost 12 years, he did not go for Sankirtan or Rathyatras, or he remained in Gambira and sometimes just in separation from Krishna and in thinking of Krishna. Then he just wanted to enjoy that bliss ras in separation, like in union, and there is also in separation. And one separation, there is more enjoyment because you are exclusively thinking of him. Like just material example, family, man and wife may be enjoying in the home, but when the husband is out, then all the activity of his wife would be thinking of the husband, when he will come, how nice he is, I will cook so much for him, I will serve with such and so many thoughts they come and you always absorb. A devotee can also absorb in Lord Krishna in that way. So in Vipralamba Bhav, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed the Vipralamba Bhav when he was in Gambira. So I will end here, so we have some time for question and answers, although there is so much to talk in these topics and so nice topics about anywhere. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of wonderful talks about Krishna, so we can understand, because our mind, although Krishna consciousness is simple for simple-hearted, but for a person who has lot of materialism, for him, he may think, this may be, I am engaged, although like a doctor may be thinking, like I was giving the example, that oh, he's serving, he's doing very nicely, one may be in mood of goodness, but unless it is direct related to Krishna, we cannot be happy. Polishing the cage without taking care of the soul, soul's taking care of that, he must be engaged in chanting, hearing Navada Bhakti, otherwise he cannot be happy. Just senses, to enjoy the senses, is very temporary, materially tinged, so goodness is also materially tinged. So we remain in birth, death, old age and disease in the material world, even in the mode of goodness. Like a person bound by a golden shackle, silver shackle or iron shackle, still they are bound. So we want to become free because soul wants to be free. Soul is naturally free, but we have made it baddha, bound it up by material desires, by material modes. So only by Krishna consciousness we can chop the knots of this material world and then we could become free. Panka hote to uda jati re. So the soul is desiring that let me be free. but how one can be free without Krishna consciousness. So we should take that very seriously. Hare Krishna, please unmute.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat, Pranam, all glories
to Shiva.
Thank you for such a wonderful class. So, Prabhuji, I have missed out one thing. So, you mentioned Pulatse Rishi, right? And you mentioned one more name for Kuberas and Ravana's father.
Yeah, yeah. Vishrava is a son of Pulatse Rishi. He had two wives. From one, he gave birth to Kuber. And other wife, he gave birth to Ravan, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishanji. Two were Rakshasas, one became, by the bad association, they became Rakshasas. And he even, by devotion, worshipping demigods, he became a demon. He worshipped, and then he worshipped Ravan worshipped Lord Shiva. And then he had become so much powerful, he even did not care that Kuber is his brother. He took his Lanka, golden Lanka, which he got by so many years of austerity, and this demigod Varun gave him, okay, that you could take this place. But because he was dipping himself for 10,000 years, this Kuvera. So he got this boon and he got Lanka, but he took it over, including his Pushpak Viman that was given to Vibhishan, and Vibhishan gave it to Lord Ram to go to Ayodhya. It could go on the speed of mind, but it could become as much bigger as one wants and as smaller. So Vanar Sena and all the everybody could go along with Lord Ram and Ram, Lakshman and Sita ji. So they went to Ayodhya in that Pushpak Viman. So nobody can conceive that how it could enlarge, become like a, not only bigger than any city, the biggest city, because the number of this Vanaras were not less. They were in null nil, like you cannot count much more than billion, trillion, trillion, you cannot count. So Ram Ravan Yudha, then this, but even another big Yudha was between Asur and demigod, Dev Asur Sangram, Devasur Sangram. That was when Bali Maharaj, that was in Sati Yuga, Bali Maharaj, then by trick Mohini Murti gave Amrit to all the demigods, and demigods, then the Asuras, Bali Maharaj and his entourage, became very, very angry. And so much fierce fight that was in sky, that was in the, even on inside, like in the ocean, they were fighting. Sky, earth and ocean, and all the higher planetary system. Their fight was not less than that is what is happened in Lanka. Ram Ravan Yudha or Kauro Pandav Yudha, it is even more fierce than that. Anyway.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And one more question I have. It's like not related to Bhagavatam. It's like more related to topic. So you said you use the term Aham Brahmasmi. So many a time means like I'm confused about what is its proper definition. What is, sometimes it is said that if living soul, this living entity is situated on Brahma Bhuta platform, then only his bhakti starts. So what is this Brahman platform? What is Aham Brahmasmi?
Yeah. Aham Brahmasmi means I am part and parcel. A little piece of gold and gold, it is still gold, right? Mm-hmm. But little piece, can it do the same thing like a big mountain of gold? A drop of water, is ocean, but can it act as an ocean? So he is Param Brahma and we are Brahma. And our relation is between a subordinate and the boss. And we should serve, less like a anga. So I am not a Param Brahma, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. I was talking on that. Brahmasmi means I am not the body, I am the spirit soul. We should have nothing to do with the body. But we work body means senses fit together. So we have nothing to do with this senses and sense enjoyment because it can never satisfy him. That is not the nature of the soul. So now let us ask about the Parabrahma. Let us go and that is the definition that when he comes to Brahma Bhuta stage, he thinks that Brahmane Gavi Hastini. He seems same. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. He becomes very happy because he is not materially tainted or materially tinged or wants sense gratification. Na sochitin, he does not lament or does not hanker. He sees sama sarveshu bhuteshu. He sees equally everyone and then he develops my bhakti. Then now he is in good platform without any modes. Then he can engage in devotional service. So Brahma Bhuta stage is a understanding that aham brahmasmi, I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am the spirit soul, not the material body. Why I should worry about so much of the jay, vijay, hani, lava, jivan, varan, yash, apyash, jasa, apayasha, vidihat. Hani, lava, jivan, varana, yash, apayasha, vidihat. It is all according to our destiny, controlled by Krishna. And we should not be too much attached to those things, because just to correct those, we do so many things and forget about the spirit soul. That is all material. So that's why this verse means that I am part of Krishna. I am a tiny sparkling part, tiny piece of gold, like supreme soul. Does not mean that we are like a broken piece. We are eternal, Krishna is eternal. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko yo bhavada vidadati kaman. We are eternal, Krishna is eternal, but he is providing everything to us. We depend on him. So let us become dependent rather than thinking, I am independent. Then that is again materialism.
So Prabhuji sir, in that case, these impersonal thoughts that they try to become one with Brahman, they try to merge in Brahman. So sometimes people say that some impersonalists achieve that perfection. So what is that? Means like, what is that perfection? What is their platform? What is their Brahman platform? Because they try to merge into Brahman, right? Para Brahman. So I don't understand this concept. What is that?
Okay. See, like a bird, I will try to explain that, what I understand. Just like a green bird reaches to the green tree and camouflage. Nobody can see him. There may be hundreds of birds, but you see just a tree. But it does not merge and finish that. A drop of water, if you tag it with a radioisotope, does not merge in the ocean and finish. People talk so many things. Brahma, Jyoti se Jyoti milate chalo. So, Jyoti, these two are upper Jyoti is very tiny and milane se hum Bhagwan nahi ban jayenge. Samudra mein pani ka drop, jaise kehte hain, आकाशात पतितं तोयम यथा गच्छति सागरम. आकाश से पानी गिरा, सागर में चला गया. सो सर्वधर्मा सर्वदेवम नमस्कार केशवम प्रति गच्छति. तो वो किसी को भी करो प्रणाम, किसी की भी सेवा करो. नो, कृष्णा हैज इज सेपरेट एग्जिस्टेंस. ही हैज इज अबोड. ही दिस इज ऑल इज एनर्जी. वी आर ऑल्सो वन ऑफ द एनर्जी. सो एनर्जी एंड एनर्जेटिक रिलेशन इज वेरी फ्रेंडली, लाइक ए फादर एंड सन, एंड वन शुड बी एबल टू सर्व. जहाँ सर्विटर और सर्विस का दो रिलेशन ही खत्म हो जाए. ये जो मुक्ति की बात करते हैं, लिबरेशन की, कि उनको वो होता नहीं है, दे जस्ट रिमेन. और जब ऊपर जाते हैं, आरुह्य कच्छे न परम पदम तथा, ऊपर चले जाते हैं मतलब ब्रह्म ज्योति में, देन दे फॉल डाउन, क्योंकि भगवान में मर्ज नहीं हो सकते. सोल की गति ही यही है, सोल के नेव. इसलिए भगवद गीता में बेसिक प्रिंसिपल सब दिए हुए हैं. If you read carefully, soul cannot be cut, cannot be mixed, cannot be merged, cannot be dissolved, it cannot be pierced. So soul ki position ye hai ki it has thinking, feeling, willing. So wo sabhi, yadi soul ka apne nature ko hi khatam kar diya, soul ka nature nahi hai merge hona, how we can merge? To jo saiju mukti hai, that is very heinous. But because of their austerity, they may go for some time. इन द ब्रह्म लोक से भी ऊपर, जो ब्रह्म ज्योति है वो ब्रह्म लोक से ऊपर है, उनको ब्रह्मानंद आनंद भी मिलता है. बट दैट इज नॉट, दैट आनंद इज नॉट लाइक अ ड्रॉप इन द ओशन ऑफ द ब्लिस दैट वन गेट्स इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. पर अभी वो बिगिनिंग है, हमें वो, हम सिख है, मटेरियली भी है, इंटेंज है, इसलिए वो ब्लिस लगता नहीं है. पर वो ब्रह्मभूत स्टेज में रहना, नॉट ब्रह्मभूत स्टेज, but to remain in Brahma Jyoti is not our Sayuji Mukti, is not desirous for a devotee. वो सबको मुक्ति मुक्ति सिद्धि सब में कुछ न कुछ इच्छा रहती है कि हम भगवान जैसा रूप हो जाए, भगवान में मिल जाए या भगवान ही बन जाए. दे आर नॉट रियली, मतलब एक बाहर आदमी का सर्वेंट है वो कहता है कि मैं भगवान के पास में बैठ जाऊँ तो सालों की मुक्ति हो गई, भगवान के धाम में मेरी कुर्सी लग जाए या सामीप्य उनके पास में ही लग जाए, लोक में नहीं क्यों, उनके ही ऑफिस में या घर में, या भगवान के जैसे सारस्टी हो, मतलब अपुलेंसेस भगवान जैसी हो. तो ये सभी चीजें हैं. ए डिवोटी वुड नॉट लाइक टू, वो डिवोटी इनको भी ठुकरा देता है, दे गो, पर किसी की इच्छा है तो भगवान देते हैं. ओके, यू रिमेन इन वैकुंठ प्लैनेट, पर सायुजी मुक्ति इज द लास्ट, वो वास्तविकता नहीं है. डिवोटी नेवर वांट्स दैट काइंड ऑफ मुक्ति. डिवोटी तो भगवान कृष्ण की सेवा में लगना चाहता है, उसी में जो आनंद आता है वही सोल ढूंढ रहा है. सबकी अपनी अपनी पोजीशन है, एवरीबॉडी हैज ए पोजीशन टू, मतलब कुछ न कुछ इटरनली भगवान ने बनाया है तो सबको कुछ रिलेशन है, कि किसी का दास्य रस में, किसी सख्य में, दैट इज परमानेंट रिलेशन. एंड वन कम्स टू दैट स्टेज ही बिकम्स वेरी, उसके सोल की इच्छा पूरी हो गई. अभी हम कवर्ड हैं, इसलिए कैन डू नॉट रियलाइज व्हाट वी आर, और इसलिए एमलेसली घूम रहे हैं. जैसे आप प्लेन में बैठ गए आपको पता ही नहीं कहाँ जाना, ट्रेन में बैठ गए कहाँ आपका स्टेशन है. हमें अपना एम होना चाहिए कृष्ण भक्ति, कृष्ण से संबंध जोड़ना, तो वो जब हो जाएगा वी विल बी परफेक्टली हैप्पी इन व्हाट एवर वी आर आवर इटरनल पोजिशन. वो आपको अपने आप पता चल जाएगा. यू डोंट, वंस यू एंगेज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस यू विल कम टू दैट स्टेज टू अंडरस्टैंड एंड देन यू विल सर्व कृष्ण इन दैट वे, नॉट प्रीमेच्योरली.
थैंक यू सो मच प्रभुजी, थैंक यू फॉर एक्सप्लेनिंग इट सो नाइसली. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, that connection of Ravana getting Lanka,
uh-huh.
Is there some connection that Maidanav made on the request?
Maidanav made that, yes.
On the request of Shiva for Parvati, then Ravan came as a Purohit to perform the house warming or whatever, Vastu Puja, and then he asked for the Dakshina.
I thought that as far as, see, I sometimes see Puranic encyclopedia. In Puranic encyclopedia, different people have written, they may not be pure devotees of the Lord, but in that it says that he fought with Kuvera and got it. That I could read you to those some of the lines of that and how he got that. So that is the old history. So when Brahma was repeating the Vedas, he felt hungry. He was annoyed at the ultimately hour he should have left hungry. And from his angry face emerged Rakshasas called Heti. From his hunger emerged the Yaksha called Praheti. The Rakshasas turned out to be an unrighteous being and the Yakshas righteous person. So Rakshasas and Yakshas, same that they came from Brahma. So Heti married Bhaya, daughter of Kal. So it just goes on, that origin of Trikut Parvat that I was telling you. Once a controversy arose between Vasuki and Vayu Bhagwan. So this Vasuki, that Nag is very, very big. You know that Vasuki Nag was acted as a rope. That for churning the milk ocean. So in that way, Malyavan, Somali, Mali settled down in Lanka. So that came. So Vayu took the advantage of opportunity and swept off one peak of mountain to the south into the sea. And that peak is called Trikut Parvat. That's very, very long. So Vishravas like Ravan returned with boons from Brahma for the conquest of the earth. And the first thing Ravan did was to drive away his brother Kuver from Lanka. He also took by force the Pushpak Viman of Kuver, who cursed Ravan thus, "This will never be your vehicle, but will become that of his who kills you." So Kuver with the Yakshas, Kinnaras, etc. went north and settled on the Mount Gandhamadav. So that is given in one parva. So Kuvera Sabha and how it is. And so it is by fighting he got so much power. Initially, Ravan was a devotee of Brahma and he got the boons. Later on, he became a devotee of Lord Shiva. He wanted to lift this Mount, this Kailash Parvat. Anyway, it's so many stories and we can learn so many things.
Okay. So, Prabhuji, one question. You describe all this Saivajya Mukti.
Aapne sannyas le liya, Prabhuji, aap?
Das, das, anu, das. Yes.
Okay, I'm very happy. Please come sometime and bless us.
I will try. This Saivajya Mukti, so it is not the eternal status quo.
Saivajya Mukti ka eternal status from my point of view, one cannot merge. Merge means they could be in that place, they could remain for a long, long period of time. From our material estimation, it's a very long time. Par wo misnamar bhi hai, and then they come. Aruya krachena parampadam. For them, it is parampad. But then patanti adha, they again come to do some philanthropic work. Because unko kuch base chahiye rahne ke liye. They cannot remain Trishanku ki jaise, they cannot remain in the and with no planet, no place, nothing. So wo ek tarah ka unko kuch kuch naam bhi diya gaya hai, but they do fall down. Matlab viman tairte rahte hain aakash mein, to aise ek viman mein jaisa tairta rehta hai Brahma Jyoti mein. But naturally he has to come down. Koi sa bhi viman, Sputnik ho ya any kind of spaceship, has to take shelter of some planet.
What I'm asking that Aruya Krishna Parampadam, that is describe those who think that they have attained a high position, then they fall down. But what about those who leave this
body, really go there
in their thought, in their thought and become Brahma Nirvana pahunch gaye, ya Siddha ho gaye, Mahavir ban gaye, Buddha ban gaye, ya Siddha Yogi ho gaye. So what is the, is it not the eternal
नहीं प्रभु, आप माइंड, ये तो माइंड का ही है ना, माइंड तो मटेरियल है, तो मटेरियल थॉट में आपने सोच लिया कि हम फ्री हो गए, हम ज्योति में पहुंच गए, हम वहाँ सिद्ध लोक में चले गए, वो सिद्ध लोक का जो सिद्धा जो है परफेक्शन वो अपने आप को समझते हैं, बट देन दे फॉल डाउन, तो उसका मतलब है कि वो परमानेंट पोजीशन नहीं है, वो माइंड पर कंकोक्टेड टाइप की पोजीशन है, एंड कंकोक्शन के नॉट रिमेन कंकोक्शन, चेंज वो रियलिटी तो नहीं है ना.
यस वेरी गुड, सो दे आर नॉट इटरनली कंडेम्ड.
नहीं नहीं, नो नो नो, इटरनली कंडेम्ड पर वो बहुत उनके माइंड में घुस गया तो बहुत समय तक वो रहता है, वह हमारा मटेरियल कैलकुलेशन से ब्रह्मा के कई कई लाइफ बीत जाते हैं, बट अल्टीमेटली दे हैव टू कम डाउन. क्योंकि वो कब तक रहेगा, कोई डिवोटी मिला या कुछ पास से कोई निकला, अरे क्या कर रहे हो वहाँ, कब तक ऐसे लटके रहोगे, चलो मेरे साथ, तो फिर वो आ जाएंगे, उनका कोई दोस्त भी तो मिलेगा ना उन्हें, अकेले कब तक रहेंगे वहाँ, अकेले तो घबरा जाएंगे.
और मे बी प्रभु जी, व्हेन द नेक्स्ट क्रिएशन टेक्स प्लेस, देन कृष्णा जस्ट गिव्स देम द अपॉर्चुनिटी, ही हैव स्लेप्ट इनफ.
या या या, उनकी इच्छा है तो कृष्णा फुलफिल्स. That is in their mind. Okay, just see this material world भी इसी इच्छा की पूर्ति के लिए बनाया है कि okay, आप मेरे से सेपरेट रहना चाहते हैं अपना ही, you want to become like God, act like that, but you cannot act in the spiritual world, so act like that in the material world. तो उन्होंने क्रिएट कर दिया इंडिपेंडेंट रहने के लिए, और सब कुछ उन्होंने कितना क्लेवरली उन्होंने सब कुछ अरेंज किया है, खाना पीना, अलग अलग योनियों में जाना, जिस योनि का जो भी मेन है, जैसे पाउंड सो होकर के मांस खाना, बिकम ए टाइगर लायन एंड जस्ट ट्राई टू रिलीज दैट, पर किसी भी कभी उनको शांति मिलती ही नहीं है, दे नेवर बिकम हैप्पी. वो पुनः मूर्छा का भाव, चूहा चाहता था कि शेर से डर लगता, मैं शेर बन जाऊं, पर उसने देखा चूहिया को ही पसंद किया, उसने शेरनी को पसंद नहीं किया, तो बिकम पुनः या उनके गुरु पर अटैक करने लगा शेर बन करके. तो वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज आवर टाइनी पोजिशन. हम अपने आप को सोच करके बहुत बड़े मान लेते हैं, पर वो है नहीं. हमारी पोजीशन इज सच टाइनी, पूरे यूनिवर्स में या पूरे ब्रह्मांड में या पूरे स्पिरिचुअल एंड मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में देखा था हम कुछ भी नहीं है, बट वन थिंग्स आउट ऑफ प्राइड, वो अहंकार ही हमें यहाँ रखता है.
नो,
कंडेम भगवान किसी को नहीं करते. ये क्रिश्चियन भी जो सोचते हैं इटरनली कंडेम्ड इन हेलिश प्लैनेट, दैट डज नॉट हैपन. Krishna is so bhaktavatsal, so merciful, he gives them chance also to elevate.
Prabhuji, you wonderfully answered, and the question which Mataji raised, that question comes again. One perspective I just wanted to share.
Sure, sure, please. Sure.
You know, when we join devotional path, we are reminded that we are, our constitutional position is to serve. Now we immediately say, yes, we have to serve Krishna. But the tendency to serve is permanent. That is natural. So this realization that I am Brahmasmi, it does not change our constitutional position. But rather, if I am a spirit, who should I serve? The constitutional position is to serve. But I am the spirit, so the attraction of service would be only to the other spirit or to the spiritual. Rather than his attachment to serve the matter. So just by this realization, I am Brahmasmi. It's a very powerful, because although most of us engage in devotional practices and trying to transcendentalize our situations in every aspect, it's still the matter service, the residual effect or the conditioning to serve the matter and matter relationship is very, very strong. So when this realization that, oh, I am the spirit, when this strikes, then we naturally want to transfer from the material relation to the spiritual relationship. But whereas the Mayavadis, they think they are the spirit, so that's it. The spirit is only one and I am God. But for devotees, when we say that I am Brahmasmi, now my engagement in constitutional position, service should be in relation to the spirit.
Right. So one can serve Maya or one can serve Krishna. Yog Maya or Mahamaya, Maya or serve. So we are covered and we start thinking that I am like part of this material world. तो वो जो कवरिंग को हटाना है चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम कवरिंग हमने सोचते हैं भगवान ने एक तरह का दुर्गा के द्वारा हमें ऐसा कवरिंग लगा दिया कि हम अपने आप को मटेरियल प्रोडक्ट समझते हैं बट वी आर नॉट ए मटेरियल प्रोडक्ट क्योंकि वो मटेरियल प्रोडक्ट से हम शांति हमें नहीं मिलती जब तक भगवान का नहीं सोचेंगे कि कृष्णा इज द एंजॉयर एंड लेट मी सर्व हिम बाय हिज एंजॉयमेंट आई बिकम हैप्पी क्यों पार्ट है तो पार्ट मशीन का एक पार्ट गिर गया उसको मशीन में जब तक लगाएंगे नहीं वो पार्ट का क्या महत्व है पर वो पार्ट कुड बी एक्ट एज ए मिलियन डॉलर इफ इट इज उसका फंक्शन अपने जगह पर हो जाए हम भी अपना फंक्शन अपनी जगह पर अपने स्वरूप में भगवान की सेवा में लगेंगे तब तक दिस सोल और पार्ट ऑफ कृष्णा कैन नेवर बी हैप्पी सो हैप्पीनेस जाते हैं ब्रह्मभूत स्टेज इज वेरी वेरी हाई स्टेज वन शुड नॉट डिनाई दैट बट वहां से भक्ति चालू होती है सर्विस की अब मैं भगवान का अंश हूँ लेट मी सर्व माय भगवान माय प्रभु इन वॉट एवर इनकारनेशन दैट आई एम मेंट फॉर तो वो राम की सेवा में या कृष्ण की या नरसिंह देव की या वराह देव की या किसी की भी सेवा में लग जाते हैं एंड बिकम्स परफेक्टली हैप्पी तो वो रियलाइज होगा हमें अपने जैसे कि यंग गर्ल और मैन उनको कोई सिखाने की जरूरत नहीं है मटेरियल वर्ल्ड में जबरदस्ती चौथी पांचवीं के बच्चों का माइंड को बिवल्डर करके सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन में लगाना It will automatically come at the proper age. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, this is Damodar Nanda Das.
Yeah, Hare
My
Krishna
Prabhu. Very nice discussion, Prabhu. And I just wanted to share my own experience before coming to Krishna consciousness and reading Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. You know, this shloka, Aham Brahmasmi, was very fascinating to me. And, you know, I read a lot of so-called literature on it. And my interpretation was also the same, that, you know, we are all gods. Aham Brahmasmi means I am the god.
No.
And Mayavadis believe that too. But after reading Bhagavatam, we know who Brahma is. Brahma is actually the first created being, or he is actually son of Krishna. So when you say, I am Brahmasmi, that means I am son of Krishna. Doesn't mean that I am Krishna, or I am the Supreme Absolute Truth. And even Jesus Christ tried to tell that he is son of God. He is also Brahma. I am Brahmasmi. So to me, that is the real meaning of being Brahma, being son of Krishna. And what Brahma does is, from the time he is born till he dies, he serves Krishna. And that's what he's supposed to do. So that's my interpretation after you know reading Bhagavatam and
listening to. So, मैं थोड़ा clarify करना चाहता हूँ. ब्रह्मा is a living being, और ब्रह्मा और ब्रह्म में अंतर है. ब्रह्मा का आसन ब्रह्मा हो सकता है, पर ब्रह्मा हम जब अहम ब्रह्मास्मि कहते हैं तो ब्रह्मा का नहीं है, मैं ब्रह्म हूँ. ब्रह्म अस्मि इज मेड ब्रह्मास्मि, पर वो ब्रह्मा से उसका कोई संबंध नहीं है. ब्रह्मा भी आपका और मेरा जैसा लिविंग बींग है, वेरी हाई पोस्ट, पर मैं ब्रह्म का हूँ, मतलब ब्रह्म का अंश हूँ. ब्रह्म का छोटा सा टुकड़ा जैसा सोना मैंने बतलाया, पर वो ब्रह्मा से उसका कोई रिलेशन नहीं है.
हाँ,
यस.
Sorry to interrupt, but can you speak in English because there are some devotees on the call. They don't understand.
Okay. So we have Brahmasmi means Brahma Asmi. I am a eternal soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma means I am part of the Param Brahma. That's why I am Brahma. This is gold part, piece of gold is gold. Same thing is a part of a Parabrahma is Brahma, but it is meant the Brahma is subordinate and meant to serve the Supreme Whole, the Supreme Brahma, Supreme Brahman. Brahma is a post which goes away, but Brahma position is always eternally we are part of God. We are never a time that we were not eternally connected with the Supreme, but we have forgotten them. And that forgotten position are we wanted to enjoy separately from Parabrahma, so we are in the material world. It's created for us to enjoy separately from the Supreme Brahman, but when he come and serve the Supreme Brahman, then we are in our natural position.
Right, right. So thank you. Okay. And also, Prabhu, my understanding was that all the five types of liberation are actually eternal, and the one that is merging with the Lord, which is the Sanyukta, is the least desirable by the devotees. Why is that?
No, the Sayujya Mukti, because the servitor and servitorship, the to be served, the person to be served and service, those are two, always has to be there. If one finishes, if he say if water is merges in the water or sugar merges in the sugar, there is no value. There is somebody has to test that sugar and somebody has to be sugar. Like there should be a servitor, means one who serves, and the person to be served. These two have to be always eternally separate. But when we make one to another, then there is no service attitude. So person who want to merge, want to become God, want to become Krishna, want to be one with means taking his position, usurping the position of the Lord, it's the most heinous. That is why it is, but it is above, it is in the Brahma Jyoti or in the spiritual sky. So you are beyond the three modes, but still that is not the topmost. There is other muktis, yeah, they are all eternal. Vaikuntha Loka is eternal planet, is devotees, but there are innumerable devotees much more who want to go to Krishna Loka, because even the Brahma, these Vaikuntha planets, they are by the energy of the Lord. By Balram, Sankarshan, then first Sankarshan or Chaturvyu creates all the spiritual world. Second, quadruple, they create all the material world. So material world and spiritual world original is Krishna. So one wants to go to Krishna because who is Bijaprada Pita? Bijaprada is Krishna. Sarva Yonisya Kaunteya, Aham Bijaprada Pita. I am the eternal, means one who is given the seed of this all the living beings. That is me. So a son would naturally would like to go to his parent. He would never be happy. So yes, that is because see Narayan or Vishnu or other, they are in the Vaikuntha planet. We could be said that we are a part of them. So that is fine, and one is happy in that, because in so many incarnations, and every incarnation has some entourage. So we are entourage in that. So when we are, because Krishna expanded innumerably, and innumerably Vaikuntha planet, and innumerably jivas, and innumerably jivas position is also eternally in that particular, to serve that particular expansion. Like some may be a devotee of Lord Ram, so they will remain in Saket Dham. Somebody may be a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will remain with him in that Navadvip Dham. So, and somebody are devotees of Krishna, they go to Krishna Lok. So, Mad Bhakta, if In material world also, if one worships demigod, they go to the demigod planet. One is worshipper of yaksha and ghost, go to that planet. Somebody worshipper of forefathers, they go to forefathers. So in that way, it depends on whom we worship. So our eternal position is in the Vaikuntha Lok, and also rather much more so in Krishna Lok. So we should just worship Krishna, whose part we are, and go to Krishna Lok. One does not want to change the position. Temporarily he may change, but he has an eternal position in the Vaikuntha or spiritual world. That is also a spiritual world, but topmost of the Vaikuntha is Golok Vrindavan, which is called by different names. But in Golok also there is hierarchy: Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokul, or Golok Vrindavan. So anyway, we have to just remember Krishna, always serve him, and enlighten each other in that, and give away our attachment to the material world.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Govindananda Prabhu. So, any other comments, questions, and discussions? Or we should end now?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Lala Pranam, Agur Shishil, Prabhupada and Gurmahar. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji, and very nice discussion.
Thank you. It's all mercy of devotees that we could merge in those topics discussion, which is meant for everybody. So everybody can understand Krishna and develop our love for Krishna and service attitude to Krishna.
Yes, yes. So, Prabhuji, you covered 3 verses today, up to 35?
No, 4. Up to 35. So that was 32, 33, 34, and 35. So 36 will be tomorrow. I think tomorrow I am the one who is giving class.
Tomorrow.
One doctor called me. I got an email, whether it was from your group or some another group, I don't know, this Rukmini Padma's group. But someone called me and wrote me email, but did not tell me that what group I have to give.
Okay. No, Prabhuji, not from my group.
Not from your group? Are you sure?
You give class only on Wednesday, Prabhuji.
But somebody from Thursday, if it is from Farmington Hill, then that's for me. If somebody is giving class, a vascular surgeon was supposed to give class, he sent me an email and he said that you please give the class. Because when I was in Detroit, he told me that also. But I did not ask him what kind of, you are from Shama Gauri Mataji's group or Rachna Mataji's group, where we are from, I did not ask. So you please find out and let me know. Please call me.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you. Thank you for the class.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, dear obeisances to all the Vaishnava, one Shakalpatur Kesha, Krupa Sen.